So how did you come up with the idea for Depart?
Well, one of the last, as I was mentioning about the Toronto Film Festival screening that I had in 2011, I did a film made with Google Street View called Crew Latham Road, and at that time I became really interested in telematics and different ways of online mapping, and I was watching films by Harun Faruqi, who does a lot with tracking devices and whatnot. So with Depart, it's a kind of, you could call it a, I don't really like the term, but a tone poem about the internet age of location tracking and movement and illusions of movement and illusions of motion that you can generate with different software, editing software and things like that. So there are sections in the film that have that appropriate a lot of footage from videos, such as airport tracking, air traffic control, that's what it's called,
mm-hmm.
and footage from NASA, created footage from Google Street View again, and also pulling in like home videos that people posted on YouTube of just their kids like playing in their backyard, chasing fireflies, and so I used the software that's used for tracking motion and video to track the fireflies, and it becomes this kind of eerie meditation on just different ways of being out in the world and being viewable by complete strangers and having these intimate moments in your life kind of on display for the entire world to potentially see and then use in their own work. So yeah, it's kind of about all of these things and how digital cinema creates this very easily manipulatable playground for messing with the image and messing with our beliefs and what the image is actually doing and what was actually photographed versus what we're seeing. And so all these things are kind of just swimming around each other in this 10-minute thing.
So how do you want the film to be remembered? I mean, it's an experimental film and people are all going to have their own interpretations, but in a perfect world, if someone came up to you, you know, after a screening, what would you want them to say to you?
Oh, well, I don't know if there is, like, I think there are a lot of ideas in the film and that you could literalize and speak, but usually when I make, with the work that I make, I'm more going for certain emotions, and obviously everyone reacts most emotionally to different images in different ways, but when I was editing it, I was going for particular things that I was feeling while I was making it, and so I don't know, like, as far as a goal, as in what do I want the viewer to take away from the experience, hopefully they'll feel something that they find valuable. I think cinema has a way of communicating different emotions that you can't get from any other medium, and you can't always articulate what that is. So I think when you feel it, you're aware of it, and you get pleasure from that. So, but I don't know that you can always go up to a filmmaker and say, yeah, this was what I felt while watching this. Was that what, you know, was that what you intended me to feel? Or, you know, so I wouldn't say I have a specific goal. Hopefully it won't, I wouldn't say I want it remembered for something. I just think that there are many memorable things in it, or that I find memorable, and hopefully it will just be remembered. I think there are certain images in there that just have a way of sticking with people, and certain emotions that have a way of feeling impactful, even if you don't really know why you're feeling that or what that means that you're feeling that.